Hello, this is Matthew Bullis from Phoenix, Arizona. I thought I would review this set of electronic bagpipes because Richard already reviewed his standard bagpipes, and I thought I would go over this set that I have here. You may be interested in it. I'm going to be switching between the line in and the microphone here because it'll sound better that way. And I didn't feel like getting all my mixer things out, so I'm just going to switch between it and whatever. So what I'll start off by doing is letting you know where you can get this. You can get it from larkinthemorning.com or larkinam.com. This is the original model. There's two models out. The ones they have out now has a bunch of different whistles, like penny whistles and Oodlian pipes and things like that. But this is the original model from about 4 years ago. So it only has the bagpipe voice on it. I don't know if this is all right to say or not, but if you don't want me saying this on the podcast, just cut it out of the material. I never got too far with this, so if someone's interested in this, I'm willing to sell this. If anyone is interested, then contact me. I'll move on from there. I just want to demonstrate this here so that you know what's out there. This looks like it's just sort of a boxy-looking thing with a stalk coming out of the side. There's no breath control in this. You don't breathe into it. At all. It's just a box that you hold in. Actually, you more like lean it up against yourself. And it's got, on the top surface, it has the speaker, the volume control, there's a light on it, and then there's the switch and the earphone jack on it. On the side, there's the drone button, which you can turn on and off. And I'm going to turn it on right now. Okay. That beep not only lets you know that it's on, but it serves another purpose, which I'll get into after I demonstrate this. As Richard said, this is in B-flat, and so if you press the drone button, you've got to press it and make sure it stays on. Just, you don't have to hold it, just press it on. And at this point, I'm going to, what you've got to, and I don't know if this is the case with his bagpipes or not, but you put your both your thumbs on the two bottom pieces, and that's the note that you get. But you can still hear the B flat in the background. Then you keep adding fingers, starting from the one towards you, which is going to be the first finger of your left hand, middle finger of left hand, next finger, pinky of left hand, and then this is the first finger of the right hand, middle finger of the right hand, and the next finger of the right hand, and there's not another hole for the pinky, so that's all the holes that you have. So taking them away, and then all we have left down is just the two thumbs at the bottom. If I take them away, or if I take one of them away, you can still have one. Doesn't matter which one. If I take both of them away, it doesn't. So you have to have both your thumbs at the bottom. If you add your fingers at the top, it won't go anywhere. You have to have your thumbs at the bottom. Now at this point, I'm going to plug this in to the earphone jack and switch it, so that you can hear how it sounds, like through headphones or through a mixing board or whatever. And the only thing that I can really play on this is Amazing Grace, which Richard already played, but that's the only thing that I can really play. It's mainly because I don't really play this kind of music, like Scottish music or anything like that. So I'm just going to play a little bit of that, just to so you know what we've got. And then I'll go into the really neat feature about this. Well, the one neat feature is that you can carry it around. It runs on a 9-volt battery, and it's not very loud. He must have gotten a different kind of chanter, because the one that I heard when somebody was playing it was very loud. Even without the bags or anything. But I'll just play a little bit of Amazing Grace just to have it. ¶¶ So you heard the Amazing Grace that I was playing. There were some mistakes in there, but that's just because I'm not experienced on it. But that shows you what you can do on that. And that was in the key of E-flat. But the drones are in B-flat. Now, here's the neat feature. I'm going to take out the lead so that this is just playing off the actual speaker itself so that I can explain this feature. When I turned it on before, there was a 2 second waiting period that happened, and there is a reason for that. It doesn't have to boot up or anything like that, but the 2 second waiting period is for a reason. I'm going to turn it back off, and what you do is there are several keys on here that you can change to. Now I'm going to turn it on again, and I'm going to quickly place my two thumbs at the bottom, and I'm going to add the first finger of my left hand, which is on the top surface. So turn it on and place my fingers on there. All right, now I'm going to hit the drone button. Okay, we're in the key of F. Okay, I turn it off again, turn it back on, and add the thumb and two fingers of the top. We're in E now. I'll turn it off and turn it on again, and add the thumbs and three fingers. Ooh, and high D now. Now, as I'm just fooling around and playing with this, I have all my fingers on, and I'm taking them away. If I take away the middle finger of my left hand, which is that note, the B. I said the middle finger. That will be the A. Okay. If I choose to take away that finger, right now I've got all my fingers on it. If I remove just the middle finger, I go right to the B. It ignores all my other fingers. In other words, it breaks the cycle, it breaks the column of notes. Right now I'm just lifting my middle finger off there. So it's an easy way to get, if you want to get to the B, that's going to be the B there. I'm getting confused with my notes here. You don't have to lift all your fingers up. You can just lift the one finger off. If I lift the first finger of my left hand, it gives you your C right away instead of going. Okay, so we'll continue on with the different keys demonstration. Alright, we put three fingers at the top. Okay, turn it on and put four fingers on. Now we're in the key of C. Okay, we're going to turn it on, and we've got all four fingers of the left hand on top, but we're adding the first finger of the right hand now. So we've got the two thumbs covered at the bottom and five holes out of the seven covered on the top. Now we're in the key of B. B natural instead of B flat. So in other words, you'd go. So you could play Your Amazing Grace in a different key there, and we do it again, and we have the key of A. So that is the six of the seven holes are covered. Turn it on again and put all the fingers down. This is the last key it can go in, the key of G. So those are the keys that you can have it in. You got your standard B-flat, and then you have the other seven keys that you can. So there's a total of 8 keys on here. So it's pretty versatile. And I've been playing at a moderate volume. I've got the drone on, but the volume's all the way down. And you can have it all the way up to here. So it's fairly loud, and it's portable, takes a 9-volt battery. It used to be, I paid about $250 for it, but the price has gone down in the last few years. And plus, they've got that new model out that has several different types of whistles and things like that. If you have any questions about it or comments or anything, you can email me at MatthewBullis@runbox.com, MatthewBullis at runbox.com. And I'm not on the list, so you have to do it by that email address. I hope that it's been of some use to you. If you're interested in bagpipes, then you want to join your local society of it, or look on the internet and find local resources. I hope that this gives you a choice between whether you want to work with the regular bagpipes or the chanter to start with, or whether you want to get one of these to see if it's your kind of thing. Well, thanks for listening. This is Matthew from Phoenix.